This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, November 29, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government is preparing to provide booster shots against COVID-19 to other priority sectors like the elderly and those with comorbidities. Dr. Michelle Sclosser said the city government is just waiting for the availability of the logistical support so it can provide additional shots to these sectors. At present, the city government is continuing to provide booster shots to medical frontliners, including those in private hospitals, temporary treatment and monitoring facilities, and similar establishments. In a related story, the city government urged mall operators planning to resume operations of their cinemas to ensure that they follow essential steps so as not to contribute to the spread of the virus. Sclosser said under Alert Level 2, the classification of the city, cinemas, and other similar establishments are allowed to operate in a 50% capacity provided their employees are all fully vaccinated. Clients who are fully vaccinated can also enter these establishments. In business, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III pitched before foreign investors Friday the Philippines' game-changing undertakings to ensure a strong, inclusive, and resilient recovery from the pandemic, as he urged them to take part in these initiatives to help achieve a sustainable and better future for the Filipino people. These game changers include a fast-track digitalization program across the Philippine bureaucracy, the timely passage of the corporate tax reform law, the establishment of a national identification system, measures to improve the ease of doing business, the sustained modernization of the country's infrastructure, and ambitious climate adaptation and mitigation projects, he said. Dominguez said investment partnerships with foreign investors can be strengthened in the areas of infrastructure development, manufacturing, digital technology, renewable energy, and research and development activities. In another story, Abuiti's Infra Capital and its business units unveiled today a fresh brand identity that reflects the group's forward ambition to be the country's top of mind in infrastructure solutions. The goal is to further grow its business in the coming years by proactively participating in project opportunities in the industrial development, water, digital infrastructure, and transport sectors. AIC has been ramping up its portfolio in the past few years. For 2021, the company earmarked 13 billion pesos in total consolidated capital expenditures with its partners for the rollout of various projects, including its newest venture into common towers. In sports, the Philippine Sports Commission has initiated a mediation agreement between beleaguered pole vaulter E.J. Obiena and his national association, the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association. Last week, PSC Chair William Butch Ramirez announced he has sent a mediation submission agreement to both parties, as the PSC head has positioned himself as mediator between the two sides. Obiena, considered as among the top pole vaulters in Asia, and Patafa have been at odds over financial accountabilities. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.